It's time for Ready, Steady, Learn with the University of Auckland on 95 BFM.
That's right, it is time for Ready, Steady, Learn. We're joined in the studio by Professor Thomas Lumley. Now, you're a chair in biostatistics with the Faculty of Science. It's a good title, right?
Yes, it's so biostatistics means I mostly do things related to human health and medicine.
Awesome. So there's been a big prize. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the prize and what it went to?
Okay, so the prize was given by the King of Belgium.
Holy!
So it's called the Rousseau Prize. It's named after a famous statistician. And it's given every 2 years to some topic and group of people in statistics who've made a really big global impact. And this year it went to the R Project, which was founded here in Auckland, but is now spread over the world. And so the five sort of key recipients are all European, but the project started here, and there are three of us in the stats department who are still part of the development team.
That's awesome. Okay, do you want to tell us a little bit about R for someone who, you know, hasn't even heard of this, doesn't know it, first thing about statistics?
Okay, so it's software for statistics and graphics. The idea is that it's a system that anyone can use. It's free software and it runs on any computer you're likely to have. And it lets you do professional quality data analysis and graphics without any additional resources. You still have to have some training in what you're doing, but it makes it a lot more accessible to a much wider range of people.
Cool. What sort of things are we seeing the software used for at the moment?
It's used across science and also in a lot of business areas. So it's used in a lot of medical research, for example,
right,
from like studying single cell genes, genomics, up to running clinical trials. It's used in ecological and environmental research. There was an organization called Climate Brief who published a list of the top 500 things that are cited in climate research papers, and at the top of the list was R. It's used in netball statistics. So Bobby Wilcox, who is a student in our department, did a PhD on netball analysis, studying different positions and styles of play, and you know what was made the players good or bad at particular positions.
Oh, right.
So it's basically it's used for everything where you want you have some sort of quantitative data and you want to do things with it.
Yeah, fascinating. It seems as though, you know, it's something that, you know, was originally developed in the 90s, right?
Yes, in the 90s.
And since then has become quite, like, revolutionary in terms of increasing accessibility to statistics, but isn't necessarily, we were saying off air, a success story out of New Zealand that lots of people are aware of?
Yes, so lots of people, people who aren't using R often don't know about it, and even people who are using R may not realise that it's from New Zealand, that it's from Auckland.
Right.
They don't really think necessarily about where software comes from.
Mm-hmm.
It just comes off the internet.
It's just become one of those kind of universal things. You know, I'll plug it into R and then you don't even
think about it. It's from the cloud, that big ominous thing.
Yeah,
right. Ah, fascinating.
So what can you get up to on R, like more specifically, if you wanted to have a to-do with it?
Well, so people do all sorts of things. There are people who use it to make 3D maps or to play games or whatever. What I've used it for, so one thing, it's I have a blog on statistics in the media, and so it's very convenient to be able to download data and just do quick analyses and quick graphs just in, you know, a few minutes.
Yeah.
On a larger sort of scale, I've used it for big genetic research studies where we had data on millions of genetic variants on thousands or tens of thousands of people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there's a lot of computation involved in finding out which of these genes are related to, say, heart disease or Alzheimer's.
Right.
Mm-hmm.